Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To all who come to our happy place, welcome to the No Guilt Disney podcast, where we have no guilt about our love for all things Disney.
We are three Disney fangirls who probably know more about the Disney parks than most grown women should. And we're perfectly okay with that.
You know it.
Yeah, absolutely. Hello, everyone. My name is Teresa, and you can find me on Twitter at Gertie the Dino.
I'm Jane, and you can find me on Instagram at RealMousewifeWDW.
Hey, y'all. I'm Patty Holiday from NoGuiltDisney.com and No Guilt Travel, which is a travel agency that specializes in Disney and Universal vacations. You can find me on all socials at NoGuiltLife. And we are going to dive in with some thoughts on how you bring Disney home for the holidays with you. We know in these COVID times, people aren't traveling as much as they once did, or you're maybe just even every year you tend to avoid Disney during the holidays because it's banana pants. And it's probably not a bad idea to do so if you don't like crowds. But particularly this year, I figure there's a lot more of us staying home than going. So we wanted to know, what do you do or what are your ways of kind of celebrating Disney holidays at home? Teresa, I already know your answer, but Jane, what about you? Are you going to make a trip in? I know we already covered that you spent a little bit of time in, but are you planning on making any more trips back to Walt Disney World during the holiday season?
I don't know. I'm supposed to go next weekend, as we're recording this a little early, but I'm supposed to go next weekend, but I'm pretty sure that I'm going to cancel because I don't like the amount of people and we're a little too close for all of those Thanksgiving gatherings that did occur. As much as I really want to go to Hollywood Studios because that was my Hollywood Studios day and it's my favorite and all that good stuff, I don't think it's very safe for me.
Gotcha. Well, you know, I think that makes a lot of sense. Hard to say no to Disney, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do, especially in 2020. We're going to just go off of some of the posts that people talked about in Facebook, and they gave us their responses as to what they love to do and how they like to celebrate. Teresa, you're up first.
All right, so I'm going to go with one that scrolling through all the responses we received, this is going to come up a lot. So this is the first of many. So this was from Kate, and she wrote, "Our main souvenir on a Disney trip is an ornament, so we have several we get to unpack and enjoy on Christmas." And this is something that I do also. It's specifically that I would go through and make sure if I'm going to get one Disney souvenir each year, it's going to be an ornament to kind of commemorate that trip. And I, having not made any trips to Disney this year, which is still a very bizarre thing for me to say, I did finally order one from the Shop Disney website because after waiting many, many weeks, they did finally put up their Starbucks tumbler ornaments. And the holiday one that they did this year, it does have, you know, it celebrates all of the holiday moments at Walt Disney World. And so I have an official ornament from Disney that has Santa Gertie on it. And
yay!
It warms my heart. It makes me very, very happy.
That couldn't be more perfect for you.
Yes, it's also adding to one of my other things that I have as a Disney at home tradition now is I have amassed a collection of both official and unofficial Santa Gertie items. So including it's apparel, there's ornaments. I have my little tiny Santa Gertie, or I have my tiny Gertie that now has a crocheted Santa hat and little bell ornament that I can safety pin to her mouth. So I could now have a full room themed of just Santa Gertie things. There may have been a Disney bound outfit that was planned with this theme that, you know, I'll put it away for next year. But
no, we need pictures. No,
that's right. Well, like, do it at home.
No, it's like my last several Christmas cards that I have sent out have literally just been me dressed with Santa Gertie in different things, and it became a trend of just that's my Christmas card is me and a dinosaur as Santa. So we'll see if it happens. I, like I said, the outfit has been put together because I was hoping to possibly get down there this year, which is not happening. But it will make its appearance at the appropriate time.
Look, there are Photoshop gurus out there. We can make this happen.
Yes. I actually would like to see the 2020 version. So she wears the outfit and then puts all of the Gertie items she owns in, like, together as, like, you know, this is what happens. But right. I feel like you owe it to us in 2020. We have so little. Yes. This is all we have, Teresa. Christmas rests on you.
Yes, right. All right. Just for that, Santa Gertie in person will make it happen.
Yes.
Yes. At least
for the Facebook group, if nowhere else.
I'm telling you, everyone is excited and clapping, and I can hear you, Chrissy Murphy. I know that totally has just made your day. All right. Awesome. Jane, what you got?
So along the lines, we do have, like Teresa was saying, we do have a lot of people that mentioning ornaments. And I want to point out that we had mentioned, like, supporting my cast members and that had recently been laid off. There's a great little Facebook group called Ears for Each Other, where a lot of people post their shops and whatever. There is, and I don't have the name of the person, but if you go in there, you will absolutely see it. There's one shop that makes a holiday ornament that looks like the tap-in spot, like where you tap your magic band and it lights up. They make a Christmas ornament that lights up and has that on it. And I know that they're running, like, if you order now, you won't get it in time for Christmas because that many people have ordered them. But for next year, I it's adorable. So, I'll probably drop it in the Facebook group because it's so cute, but I just wanted to point that out for everyone because Disney doesn't make one that cute. So.
Yeah, no, that's brilliant. That's really,
yeah, it's really so amazing. Cute. Every day I was like, oh, I'm going to order one. By the way, I don't even put up a tree. So what I was going to do with this, I have no idea, but I went in the other day and it was like, you won't get this till after Christmas. So
you can just put it by your front door and it'll be like every time you're coming home, you're just checking in. You're tapping into Disney.
Tapping in. You could always send it to me for my birthday in February. I'm just throwing that out there.
She's got something with this putting it on my door thing, though.
I know. I like that idea. So I had a couple of folks, I'm just going to call them out, that do kind of the same thing with their trees. Susan says that she has an entire tree that is decorated with just Disney ornaments that we've collected over the years. My favorites are the Disney photo frame ornaments that I have purchased and have photos of the kids when they were taken during our trips there. Aww, isn't that adorable? Another one, Brandy, says same thing, that she has a Disney tree. But she has connected all of her magic bands to make garland for it. And this year she says she finally has enough to completely circle the tree all the way up. Oh my gosh, Brandy. That's a lot of magic bands, girl.
I think that's so smart. It's, you know, because I think we all, those of us who go a lot have been going through the past several years, we all have these boxes of magic bands that we've amassed, especially early on when they sent it. You didn't have the choice to say, I don't need one. They just sent it to you regardless. So I kind of wish I had kept enough of mine to be able to do this because that's such a smart idea.
Oh, for sure. I don't think I ever threw any of mine out, but I also know I declined sometimes. So especially the years that went by where they were just the same colors over and over and over again, like, you know, how many red magic bands does one person really need? So I didn't always get magic bands. But yeah, I thought that was, I think that's really, really kind of clever and a way to definitely show your Disney side, right? Tracy also says that she has a ton of Disney ornaments on the 12-foot tree and that she made a huge Mickey wreath that hangs on our stairs.
That's fun. Laura said that she has a 4-foot Christmas tree that's Disney themed, but that she also likes to make Mickey shaped gingerbread cookies. I will send her my address. And she has several Disney Christmas shirts that she gets plenty of use from. Laura, you and I are very similar. I have tons of Disney Christmas stuff that I was so excited that I could start wearing it in November, as I did.
Have you guys started decorating yet?
I put up my tree yesterday.
Did you?
It's a fake tree, so it'll be around for a while. So I had no concerns about, you know, it going up too early and, you know, having to take care of it. No, I was very excited, and it's just I always put my tree in my office because this is just the room I spend the most time. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm working from home, my office has gotten a little more crowded. So I had to do it. I used, you know, some time off to clean my office, to shift things around. And just the fact that I was actually able to fit it in here with me, I feel like this is the boost I need for spending another month at home. is having the tree here. So it's not, I've only put two ornaments up on it so far. I haven't dug most of them out yet. But yeah, so my tree is up and I'm excited to start getting more ornaments on there.
We haven't put ours up yet, but we do 2 to 3, depending on how we feel during the year. But one of them, I'm kind of the same way. I put it in my, it's not in my office, but it's directly in front of my front window. That is directly what I look out through my office door. And for that reason, so that I can like stare lovingly at it while I spend time working, because it makes me happy too. I really, that's usually where the Disney stuff goes as well. And I'm sure there's, you know, just coincidence that happened that way.
Right, of course. I wanted to share another thing Brandy had put in her post after she talked about the magic band garland. So she also wrote that usually once a week we make an item from the Epcot Festival of the Holidays. So her girls will go through the menu and pick out a few things they'd like to try, and then she'll start to scour the internet for recipes. Her husband gets to pick out the adult beverages. And she said occasionally a few of them will have unusual and hard to find ingredients. But so they, you know, like to go to their stores and try to find things. So that way, once they create these recipes, if there was a store that helped them get a special item, they'll then share the recipe with them. And then that store will kind of post the recipe for anybody else who's interested in making this. So I love this idea as, you know, both just in a way to really get into it at home, particularly this year, if you're not able to attend Festival of the Holidays, but they are turning it into, it is a community effort to celebrate Disney. So I love this idea, and this might be one I have to adopt for this year.
Yeah, I think that was really smart. Brandy's got some good ideas there.
Yeah, that's a lot of commitment.
You've never met Brandy.
No, I feel like I need to, though. Like, I love her level of extra already.
And... Yeah, no, Brandy's a lot of Disney. All right. She's also a member of the, well, former Disney Moms panel, but now Disney Plan panel. So, you know, people, if you want to know what you need to do to get on the panel, step your game up to Brandy levels. No, I'm just kidding. I don't think that had anything to do with it. But she just happens. That's her Disney heart, right? And there you go. It's on display. Literally.
So Jessica also talked about how they get new ornaments every time they travel. So they have a Disney tree, but she says that her kids' Christmas stockings are also Disney, and they don't have an elf on the shelf, but they have Mischief with Stitch.
Which I thought
was so cute.
That's already so much better. Yes.
I don't even like Stitch, and it's so much better.
Well, especially because then you also don't have the added aspect of, like, the elf is watching you and is going to report back to Santa to what you've been doing. Like, I like that it's because Stitch creates mischief. So it's just fun.
Yes, I agree.
That's super cute.
One of our Facebook members, Peter, had posted a photo there, and I highly encourage everyone to join and go look at this. But he just finished assembling these lights, which add a bit of Disney magic to his backyard. He says it feels like Toy Story Land or Toontown around the holidays. Excuse me. And these are the biggest Christmas lights I've ever seen in someone's house. They're huge.
Well, and as a reminder, if you've listened to one of our episodes, I can't remember which one we talked about it, but Peter is the one who did the Haunted Mansion bathroom. So he is very much, if he can deck out an area of his house around the Disney theme, he is going to. So as soon as he posted that, I was like, this surprises me not at all. This is what I expect from you.
And that's what I thought. I was like, oh, I'm not even remotely surprised, but I would also leave them up all year round and just pretend that I was in Andy's backyard. Right. I see absolutely nothing wrong with this.
That's awesome. Renee chimed in. She says that she does a ton of Disney holiday decor, ornaments, peppermint Mickey beignets. Girl, I need that recipe. So hit us up. I'm sure there's a link somewhere you can drop Renee. So throw that out at us. She has a Beauty and the Beast tree, a Stormtrooper tree, and then Disney holiday mugs. And then they watch Disney Christmas movies, which if you listen to our last episode, we've got some suggestions there for you as well. She says, I'm sure I'm forgetting some, and obviously we've been blessed with the opportunity to live close to the parks for the last 6 years. Renee actually has gone coast to coast over the last couple of years. She was really close to Disneyland, and then when her husband retired from the military, they came to the other coast, and now they're really close to Walt Disney World. So girl knows what she likes, and she's not about to compromise. She got her Disney in her life there.
So we just mentioned that there's a picture in the Facebook group for Peter's. This one did not come with a picture that I saw, but I think it needs one. So Melanie wrote that she dresses her dog in a Disney Christmas spirit jersey.
And yes.
I need to see that. Especially, I want to see the dog's expression on its face, too, to see if it's enjoying that or not. But in addition, so she also makes the Mickey gingerbread cookies, drinking coffee out of her favorite Disney Christmas mug, and then listening to the Candlelight Processional CD, which I didn't realize that there was a CD of this. So you have this, and can you tell me about it?
So I have it on Dropbox. I'll send it to you when.
Okay, perfect. So this is Candlelight Processional. Candlelight Processional is something I have never seen in person, because typically when I would do my Disney trip around this time of year, my birthday is the beginning of November. So usually wine and dine weekend is when that's happening. So I would go to be there around the time of the transition from Halloween into the holidays, and Candlelight Processional doesn't start until a few weeks after. So this is in like my Disney gap of things I've never experienced. So I don't even know if I've listened to seen the whole thing on a video or listen to it all the way through. I have very little knowledge. I know of it, but I'm not familiar with it, like the actual experience of it.
I will say that I was not always a Candlelight Processional fan, because it's kind of super religious. You know, it does tell the story of Christmas from that aspect. And I, like, when I was younger, it was just like, I have a million better things that I could do than sit here for an hour and do this. But obviously, as I've gotten older, like, I absolutely love it. So I will say that not seeing Neil Patrick Harris this year is going to absolutely break my heart. But like, I totally get it. It's fine. These are super first world problems.
I'm sure he's just as sad as you are. Because
I, you know what? I heard he was.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he kind of likes a little Disney in his life as well. Hey, NPH, if you're listening and you want to tell us what you do at home, just Jane will get you the email address. Just, you know, hit us up. Let us know. So Christina wrote in, and Christina says that my boys still use their first stockings, which we bought on Main Street. And then, of course, Disney ornaments. And she's adding more to the tree this year since she's feeling crafty. I think you're COVID crafty. I like it. She started with Hamilton, and she shared a picture on my Facebook page, so I'll probably drop that in the group for you guys to see it. And she said, of course, that totally counts because it's Disney Plus. I 1,000% agree. I think Lin-Manuel Miranda is a Disney prince. There, I said it. All right. What else you got there?
Andrea in our Facebook group said, we have a Mickey, Pluto, and Minnie stocking for my partner, our dog Nala, and myself. We have Disney ornaments, Disney Christmas clothes, and Spotify has a Main Street holiday playlist that I've been listening to all week. And since usually my family does a Disneyland trip for the holiday season, and that's not happening, I got all of us matching Disney holiday pajamas and, of course, any and all Disney holiday movies. So I did not know about this Spotify playlist, but I'm going to need to find it now.
Yeah, heck yeah. Put the link in the group when you find it.
Well, and so this was I want to add in because she mentioned Disney holiday movies. I didn't talk about this during the Disney Plus episode because it's not on Disney Plus. And when it originated, it was not a Disney holiday movie. But I do have one that I watch every year and I have since I was a kid. And that is The Muppet Family Christmas. Everybody talks about Muppet Christmas Carol, but Muppet Family Christmas is vastly superior because not only does it have the Muppets, but it gets, again, the entire Muppet family. So you have Sesame Street, you have Fraggle Rock, you have Muppet Babies. It has a little bit of everything, and it brings me so much joy. Like, it's all the things I loved as a child just kind of built into one. And because they are Disney now, I officially can say that this is a Disney holiday movie. So it's, you can find it. It is on YouTube if you've never seen it. It's delightful. And please go watch that. It's probably going to be the first Disney movie I watch coming up.
I've never seen that before. And I am firmly a believer in Muppet Christmas Carol is, you know, the best of the best of the Christmas carols.
And you are not wrong. I don't think that's not an inaccurate statement. But like I said, I think anytime you get, you know, you get a crossover episode, which this sort of is, I'm like, it's just the perfect blend of, you know, everything that Jim Henson had a hand in. And it makes me, there's a very, very super sweet moment at the end that you just have to, watch it and see it. This movie was like one of the one of the holiday films that means a lot to me personally. So I will tell anybody if they've never seen it, you enjoy anything Muppet related, please go find this on YouTube.
Awesome. Awesome.
Oh, I'm just so excited because I found this playlist.
All right, so Clara, so I'm guessing she also does have, she didn't specify what she makes, but she has a baking tradition because she says that she has Disney holiday aprons that she wears, as well as Disney ornaments and decorations that we put out too. So I also feel like at the end of this, we just need to have a thread of everybody posting their Disney trees, or at least picking out some of their favorite Disney ornaments, because I want to see, like, it's clearly something we all do and enjoy. So I kind of want to see everybody's take on that.
I think that's a great idea. And we're going to start with Tiffany's tree. So Tiffany chimed in that she has a small tree that she changes the theme out every year. Like, she's taken this to another level, guys. So themes she's done in the past are Mickey and Minnie, villains, Epcot, Teresa. She's got Epcot tree and Tinkerbell. This year, the theme is Adventureland. So yeah, we're going to need to make that happen because I think we need to see these Disney Christmas trees for sure.
Especially because I can get ideas of ornaments that I need to be on the lookout for.
So I think what I'm going to do is ask everybody to post their ornaments in the Facebook group, and then I'm going to Photoshop them onto a Christmas tree as the no-built Disney Christmas tree.
I love it. Perfect. I love it. That's perfect.
So if you're not in the Facebook group, make sure you come join us because you're going to want to see our tree.
It's going to be amazing.
Or a hot mess.
It'll be something. Let's just put it that way.
If this was like a text chain, I would be putting that, why not both, gif.
So Carrie said, I recently discovered the Mickey Holiday Soaps at Basin, which is in Disney Springs. And she said they're a super inexpensive way to add a little Disney cheer. And she posted this photo, and it's the cutest little Mickey holiday soap. I just love it. And I have to say that I saw them when I had been at Disney Springs a couple weeks ago, and I walked by and saw them in the window, and I was like, oh, they're adorable. But I don't buy fancy soap because I'm not that fancy.
I think I'd get down with the fancy soap. I actually, that's something I would like. So that's a good tip. Thanks. All right. Are you guys ready for this?
We're ready.
We got one last one. And I'm just going to rattle it off because I think Betsy got super excited about this topic. I don't think she used any punctuation. when she made this list for me. Oh, wait, there's some comments in there. Okay, so she did some comments. But Betsy says, hold on, guys. Betsy's going to out Disney all of us here. Betsy says, Disney nutcrackers, about 10. Disney stocking holders. Disney Christmas ceramic decor. Disney Village, although that doesn't go up every year. Mickey ear-shaped wreaths made out of different materials. Hanging signs, throw blankets, Disney hanging wreath advent calendar, days to Christmas countdown plaque, tree topper, and about 500 plus Disney ornaments. Always get at least a couple of new ones each year, besides those that Santa always brings on the Disney tree. Oh, and let's not forget a tree topper, tree skirt, and milk and cookies for Santa dishes. Christmas and Stay at the Grand 2020 killed that tradition, as well as weekly trips to see the lights in both the parks and the castles. We always check out the gingerbread house at the Grand and buy gingerbread men cookies, which are the absolutely best I've ever had. All right, I have to chime in about the gingerbread that Disney does. So when Tanya, my friend Tanya, was down at Disney, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, I saw online that they're selling contemporary resort with a little chocolate monorail, white chocolate monorail, gingerbread houses. So I made her go buy me one, and she had to hold it on her lap and hand carry it all the way home on the plane. But it was so worth it because, first of all, my daughters put it together and that was so much fun for them. They loved it. But then once we put it together, we were like, yeah, it looks great. Okay, time to eat. And we dug into this thing. If you have not had a Disney gingerbread cookie in your life, that is something that needs to go on your bucket list because they are so good. It's like kind of almost like spicy sweet. Like, do you guys eat that? Do you eat gingerbread?
I only had the Mickey gingerbread cookie at Disneyland last year when I went, because everybody said you have to go at a certain time and they sell out and they're like the very best thing or whatever. And it was pretty good. Like, it wasn't, I think I'm just not a gingerbread fan. Like, it was good. I ate it. Don't worry. I didn't throw it away.
Right.
And I mean, I love the look of Mickey gingerbread. It's my favorite, but it wasn't like, oh my God, I can't wait to come back and eat the Mickey gingerbread cookie again.
Oh, no, that was me. I love that cookie. That's one of my favorites. So maybe I would just really like gingerbread.
So I love gingerbread, but it always, especially this year and last year, anytime gingerbread during the holidays comes up, it just crushes me a little bit inside because Starbucks has once again decided to not bring back the gingerbread latte. It's in Canada. Canada gets it. And they keep putting this like promoted feed into like my Twitter about like, how, here's how you can make it at home. And I'm like, but I don't want to make it at home. I want you to make it for me.
We make it for me and I want to purchase it and I want to give you money for that. Why won't you do that for me?
So I have a little, like I said, I love gingerbread and I do love these cookies. But yeah, the past 2 years, anytime gingerbread comes up, I'm just reminded that I don't get my favorite Starbucks drink. And I just get a little cranky. I have my own personal pity party about it.
All right. I guess that's fair. Betsy went on and said, she mentions the gingerbread house at the Grand, and they buy gingerbread man cookies, the best she's ever had, at the adjacent treat station. Pictures taken by the CMs at all the photo op spots. Sea salt caramel hot cocoa from Ghirardelli's when it gets chilly at night. Watching the fireworks from Main Street is usually a must. Then waiting for the snow, I cry every time. She's like, my Facebook memories are just literally all Disneyland about now through the end of the year. So, you know, obviously they're fairly local. So I know that they go in the past. They would go quite a bit. And, you know, she loves getting pictures of her kids and her kid in front of literally every Christmas tree she finds anywhere in the parks. And I'm sure he loves that because I know he's the same age as my son, which, yeah. and she says, I think that about covers it when it comes to Disney Christmas experiences. And then she's like, oh, wait, I think we might have a serious Disney Christmas problem. Betsy, you might. But it's all good because we are your people and we support this problem.
I was going to ask how much she charges for admission to her house.
Right?
See it all.
And all I was going to ask, where does she store all of this, like, non-holiday time? Because I know even just with my – I don't have, like, a fraction of the Disney ornaments or decor that she does. And even I have trouble, like, storing it every year. And also, how long does it take to get it set up? Like,
oh, that's a good question.
Do you have to, like, plan out, you know, like, a – 3 or 4 days that are just dedicated to getting everything out? Or do you do a little bit at a time? Like, I am curious. I want to hear, especially, and I want to see pictures of, like, the final product of everything too.
We need the deets. All right. Well, I'll reach out to Betsy and see if she can fill us in on exactly how all this works.
So if you have other ways that you bring Disney into your holidays and into your home, please come join us in our Facebook group. It's No Guilt Disney, or you can email us at noguiltdisneypod@gmail.com.
And make sure you join us each week on the No Guilt Disney podcast, because as Patty likes to say,
it's no fun to fangirl Disney alone. Bye, y'all. Merry Christmas.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.